Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. He is the chief marketing and technology evangelist at Infusionsoft. He's the purveyor of smallbiztechnology.com and a new venture. Ramon, tell us about the new one.
Sure, thank you. Smart Hustle Magazine. Check it out at smarthustle.com, all about entrepreneurship and small business growth. Thanks, Jim.
And his books, a handful of books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. So check those out, too. Ramon, thanks again for being here. Ramon's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust folks. So he's been around a long time, and we're so grateful for your perspectives and your wisdom, Ramon. One of the things that I like talking about, believe it or not, people blink their eyes when I say this sometimes, is fear. Mm-hmm. You know, fear is can be a good thing. Fear can motivate you. Seek excellence. The fear of not performing can help you seek excellence, but it can also be an immobilizer if it's not handled the right way. And I worry a little bit that people have a fear factor with regard to technology that might be hurting them. What do you think, Ramon?
Yeah, Jim, you're exactly right, and I think that it's interesting that while you have many of the younger generation millennials that probably don't have enough fear, not regarding technology, but just life, you know, not enough pause.
Right,
They talk about that.
Bulletproof, right?
Exactly. Barbara Corcoran talked about that in one of the last episodes of Shark Tank. So I think millennials need a little bit of fear. But us, sometimes older small business owners, we don't, not you, Jim, you're not old, you're like 20 years old, but we don't,
exactly.
we don't move forward fast enough and change because we're afraid. We're afraid if I change, maybe nobody will like me. If I change, maybe it won't work. If I change, if. What happens then, Jim? Our competitors are moving. They're using video. They're using technology. They're improving mm-hmm. their business processes, and we're doing the same thing because we're afraid to move forward. So I think fear, as you said, it's a two-way street. It's part good. It keeps us from not jumping off, you know, bridges and things like that, the internal check system. But, Jim, small business owners, I think 2016, as we end January, you got to put fear in check.
Well, that's true, and of course, one of the ways to overcome fear is to face whatever it is that you're up against and become familiar with it. Because the more familiar you are with something, the less you fear it, right? The fear that I worry about for small business owners mm-hmm. with regard to technology is almost an intimidation type of fear,
right.
And to me, the simple way to get around that is to say, okay, how much are my customers adopting? We talked about this a little bit in the last segment. Mm-hmm. How much of this are my customers expecting from me? Not demanding, using. What do they expect from me? Mm-hmm. Never mind my competitors. What are my customers expecting from me? And if I'm not doing what they expect from me, and I'm afraid of whatever that is, then I gotta fix that.
Right.
That tells me what my next hurdle is. What do you think?
No, I agree. Absolutely, for sure. And I think, I can remember, Jim, when I was at the United Nations, I was there so long, Jim, because I had a healthy fear, afraid to leave. You know, afraid to, but I must say, thankfully, I finally left, and that was the best time of my life, because my business grew. So sometimes, I like how you say it, throw down the gauntlet, put a line in the sand. And I think, Jim, it's better, I think, to have fear that you can control, that you're saying, I'm going to take this step with eyes wide open. The fear that I hate, Jim, is when something happens beyond my control. When the bank says, we're pulling your line of credit and you didn't know it. You know,
right.
when you realize that half of your employees are leaving because you're a stupid boss, that fear is no good. But if you could have some fear that, you know, that you're managing, like firemen putting a forest fire, they sometimes set a fire, right? They set a fire to prevent the spread of fire. That's a healthy fear. And I think very strategic.
That's exactly right. And I still try to remind people as often as I can, you know, whatever you're supposed to do tomorrow or a week from now or a year from now, if you talk to your customers enough, They'll tell you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind what your competitors are doing. Never mind if there's a new app coming out or some new technology everybody's all excited about. If you stay close to your customers and you listen to what they tell you their expectations are, that's your next move. What do you think, Ramon, as
Absolutely.
I wrap up the hour?
Yeah, and I think enough small businesses, Jim, don't listen to their customers. And I think if you don't, that's your best barometer for success. Listen to your customers because it's the age of the customer.
Far as I'm concerned, that's the only barometer. Hey, Ramon, give us a website one more time, please.
Thank you, Jim. SmartHustle.com. You can find everything about me.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Ramon, come back soon.
I will do that. Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you, man.
And thanks for 12 great years. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.